that to be fixed, or to be converted, I should say. And so that was one of the things that Jim was expressing confusion and frustration about. I did tell him, you know, we need to report our progress to you on that, but the specific details of that conversion isn't something we need to talk about in a meeting. He would like your input, the board and the public, on a couple of things. One is the organization of the different links. You know, do you like the way that the order that they're in? Is there something more important that should be closer to the top? Or if you have any observations like that, you can tell me now, or I would encourage you to send a note to Jim or me or both anytime you have a thought.
Well, I haven't asked, you know, anybody, because my computer itself was being so peculiar that I wasn't really sure if it was it or me or this or whatever. But we used to be receiving the center articles directly. Lately, there have been, you know, every once in a while through the listserv, there's been an announcement that somebody's is up there. And sometimes I haven't been able to find it, but again, I don't know, I'm almost embarrassed to bring it up. I do like reading those, though, and I don't know whether...
Yeah, we haven't got one along.
I'm just not going to the right place, but I looked for one that there was one that said that there was one by Heidi or somebody, and I never did find it. I don't know.
I immediately sent to all staff and commissioners at the same time.
Okay, so
the same email.
And actually, that happens before it's even posted to the website.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't know what, but I did, you know, there was something that had come that said something about Heidi or something, and I went and I looked and I didn't ever find anybody by that name, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I'm just inept.
Well, probably it was Heidi, but...
Oh, okay, because I did find hers, and I thought, well, that's close, maybe I'm just,
yeah.
You know, maybe, okay.
But if you're not getting it, please tell me, because when I sent to all the staff at the same time, the same email, I to it, you know, to all staff and to you at the same time. And actually the email says staff and commissioners.
Yeah, and I like getting those. And I, you know, I wasn't sure if something, you know, if the process had changed or if,
no.
You know, okay, so I...
And actually, the last one you probably received was Kathy's.
So you might check for Kathy's,
mm-hmm.
which would have come recently.
Right, the same day with the, or the next day with the, when you got the community project, Kathy's community project that I sent out.
So if you would all go back and look and see if you received those. If not, let me know,
yeah.
And we'll try to figure out...
Would that have been like in the last week or two?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Wednesday, Thursday?
Yes.
I haven't.
I didn't either.
Oh. Well,
I have the materials list right with me.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Will you check
for my computer to maybe something?
Yeah, because it seemed really weird that we've been getting them right along, and then all of a sudden, you know, we weren't.
But well, you got the project.
No,
no, I
don't think so.
She just, they knew about that.
They, okay, because I sent a report of the Kathy's project about the hurricane relief.
Right.
Yeah, and we got, that was a long time ago.
That was the beginning of it.
The beginning of it, yeah.
Oh, okay, I sent a report.
Yes.
No, we didn't.
I'll check it out in my phone.
Okay. The other thing that changed recently, I talked with Jim about when he puts things on the website, like a student client report, to send a note to all the mail lists, the listserv, to say it's on there. So people will know when there's something, anytime there's something new on the website. And so, you know, if you're...
Yeah, and I have been getting that, but then when I tried to, when I went there and I couldn't find, you know, what it looked like I was supposed to find, I got, well, okay.
Right, but that'll be something too that can alert you to, well, I know it's been posted now, but I didn't
but I didn't
receive
get
it personally.
Some other
you
way, okay.
You should get it directly.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, that's how we learn these things. What about the organization? I mean, I don't know if you want to go into some of that now, or if you can just, any kind of comments, do share with me. The other part besides the organization of it is making the site be visually attractive. Most websites, they have some kind of graphics, they have some photos, they have a variety of things. Ours has a list of words, you know. It's straightforward, it's accessible, and it's great, but it has really good information. We've gotten good compliments about the information on it, but it doesn't look like your typical website. And so Sean is adept at a lot of that, and he's wanting to work to help. And I think maybe the Dreamweaver format maybe is more, works better with the graphics too.
Well, about that, I would say if it can have, you know, like with the sitemap or something, if it can have like speech-friendly sitemap or a text sitemap or, you know, text set of links, however that is worded, and have the other thing, that's fine with me. I like the fact that I can go there and you know, find information. And of course, that's what I'm looking for. I don't have a problem with it being visually appealing. I think that's good. I think we need to be conscious of that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I would not want that to compromise our ability to get at the information.
Absolutely.
Because that is tremendously frustrating. And I like to be able to have people I work with go there as a site that is friendly.
Right.
And where they can find things as blind folks and not be tremendously frustrated by it. So.
Well, I don't know if, you know, two things on that. One is I know some websites I go to, it'll say, do you want the, like, text version or something?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can click on that.
Yes.
And so I'm assuming those have lots of graphic capabilities, picture capabilities. Also,
yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I mean, the one obviously blind site we know is, you know, nfb.org, and I don't know, I guess I've never asked anybody if that's visually appealing, but
yeah,
that's obviously very accessible.
Yes, it does have visual things
appeal,
on.
So I guess they don't have to be mutually exclusive.
No.
But if, you know, if there is the option to, you know, make a text version link,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I know some websites have that. And I think it's also to make it faster for people who have slower modems, because graphic
yes.
downloads are time-consuming. And
okay. Yeah, well, that's good points, and we'll make sure we do that. Let's see. Oh, I didn't mention the logo. The state has initiated a branding requirement. That.
So we have to be branded now?
We have to be branded. And every page of every link of our website must contain our brand. It's not for us, it's to show that it's an official website of the state of Nebraska. And so they had a bunch of these sample brands, quite a selection of things, and I went through and several of us checked them out and made sure they were readable as well as looking halfway decent. And we chose a real simple one. It basically says State of Nebraska. And it's supposed to be at the top of every single place you would go to in our website. So
just once a page, or
page.
I mean, if there are links on the same page, it wouldn't have to be everywhere there's a link if it's on the same page, would it, or would it?
No, not everywhere there's a link, but when
okay.
you go to that next link, if it's one of our things, it needs to be on that page. Now, we also have some links to other places, like ACB and NFB. so obviously it wouldn't, once you leave our site, it wouldn't be there, but on every sublink, it should show up. Well, we were having, we are having a problem with, every time something would be added, it would make that thing fall off the page, or it's really been kind of a mess. And the state came out with a very strong, I mean, words like requirements and mandate and legally required to by December 13th, I want to say. And Jim has been kind of losing sleep over what if we aren't, don't have it fully done by that date. You know, it's a drop dead date, and I think he's afraid we will. And so he's been nervous about that, and we've, you know, I feel like we've been proceeding with all due diligence, and we're working with these technical difficulties. We may end up needing to hire someone from the State Information Management Services. But if we need to do that, we'll do it. You know, we'll get it handled. And I think that even if we have some trouble with it after that date, it's clear we've been working on it. And so when you might notice that logo each time you do go to a site. Have any of you noticed that yet?
Well, it just says something. It says something. What is that? I can't remember now.
Well, we did choose one.
I knew there was one.
We definitely worked with speech that didn't have any graphics, just real straightforward.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So are other entities having trouble with it falling off or whatever? Or?
I don't know. Most of the other agencies have, you know, they have full-time people that do their technical stuff and do their websites and all. So I haven't asked anybody. those, I believe, were the main things that, because I did talk with Jim after I saw the message about we need more time and there's a great deal of confusion.
Yeah.
I talked to him for about a half an hour Wednesday night to find out, you know, we don't want to diminish the importance of this, and so you know, what are the confusions, and it's these things that I've been talking about. Now, he did say if we want to call him with questions or anything.
Yeah, he did say
we
that
we can. We brought a phone to do that. So if you wanted to, we certainly could see if he's there. I don't think that we need to, but I'm not saying he's available, that he's sitting at the phone all day, since we didn't know what time for sure. But if you wanted to, we could call him.
Does anyone on the board wish to do that?
No, I don't have any immediate.
Yeah, almost anyone can surpass my level of expertise on on that kind of thing in a hurry. I mean, I know what I like. I know what I like noticing, or what I get frustrated if it's there. But as far as what to do about it, I would be hard pressed to have any real suggestions. That's why I'm glad that, you know, that we have people in our midst who do know how to do that and even find it fun.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
This is Hubert. It would sound as though the hours and the dedication that Jim is putting into this effort should be mentioned when going before the Appropriations Committee as saying, this is something we are doing on our own or having done for us. We are not using state funds for this. If other agencies are having paid people on their staff doing the same kind of work.
Right. Well, that's something people can consider. I guess I kind of took us out of our usual mode here. Habits are hard to break. It wasn't really public comment time, but that's okay. And that is a point well taken.
That's the end of the website report.
Okay. See, the next item is the status of rehab. As I mentioned in my chairman's report, I did write back to George Kosovich about, you know, the fact that we recognize that he's being put in charge of things happening with Nebraska. Then this week I did receive a couple of things from, one from the Department of Education and one from the president and CEO of Development Associates Incorporated, the management and governmental consultants in Arlington, Virginia. And evidently, the Department of Education is having this development group assess the needs of state vocational rehabilitation agencies and state rehabilitation councils for technical assistance. And they sent a project abstract, and they're going to be dealing with some web-based surveys. And from that, they hope to get recommendations for RSA's Division of State Monitoring and Program Improvement to provide technical assistance to state programs in an effective and efficient manner, thereby improving service delivery to persons with disabilities. And it's supposed to be done over an 18-month period. I don't know, you probably do, if this is the latest effort to try to salvage, you know, what the government has been up to now kind of throwing away, or it seems like it to me. And I'm not really sure what we, you know, how, what our approach ought to be, or whether we have any choice. I mean, that part I really don't know. But that, it just, I just got that in the mail, and if people want to hear the, you know, the whole thing, I certainly, I mean, I just summarized.
And I have the documents with me as well, the abstract and both letters. I'm glad to hear that you received it. I wondered whether you would be receiving these federal documents. I think the regional office used to be very good at making sure that an electronic...
Well, I didn't get them electronically. That's why I didn't send them around to the board.
Ah, okay.
You know, one of my first things is to try to have people send things electronically.
Uh-huh.
I have hard copies at this point, and,
okay,
you know, that is not, definitely not my preference.
Right. That's all I have also.
So you haven't received anything electronically either? Okay, well, you know, I think the first thing we need to do is to make sure that they begin to do that electronically.
Yes.
Because A, that's more accessible, and B, it's easier to be more inclusive with it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And may I add that I will send letters both to any entity like Development Associates and to people in RSA about the need to communicate electronically. But I think it would be really good if you would do the same as a board, so they're hearing from you as well.
Yes, and there was one email address that I'm not finding right at the moment. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
There's Peter Davis is the president and CEO of that Development Associates. And of course that's not a Department of Education person. But that, the other thing told us that we were supposed to talk to a Susan Marie...
Marsh.
Marsh. I don't know who that is. Who is that?
I have never heard that name before.
And the letter was from Edward Anthony, who I'm also not familiar with.
Edward Anthony is now the commissioner, might still be interim, but he's the commissioner for Rehab Services Administration.
So he's the person who replaced Joanne Wilson temporarily or something?
Right. They've had a number of appointed or interim, they don't use nice terms like interim director. They, under his signature is delegated the authority to perform the functions of commissioner for Rehab Services Administration. Mr. Anthony is, Dr. Anthony is in the Department of Education, which of course is over RSA, and so he's delegated to do that job, but he may also have education jobs that he's still doing.
Well, the only email that we have is for the Susan Marie person.
Right.
So she, I guess, would be the one to contact and say, please send things electronically?
You would, or it would probably be a good guess to say that edward.anthony@ed.gov would get to him. I would guess that's his email. Most of the federal government emails now are firstname.lastname@whatevertheirdepartmentis.gov.
So we could do that. We could send it to her and then copy him, or send it to him and copy her. Or
I'd try that. Send it to him, copy her on it so you know the office gets it.
Yeah.
But I've tried that on a couple of people that where I didn't know, and I've just made a guess, and it's right usually, so.
Yeah, because hers is that. It's
right.
Susan-Marie, which seems to be her first name maybe.
Right.
.marsh@ed.gov.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that for starters is what we'll do. And then this, the Kosovich guy, which I may be murdering his name.
You said it right.
Good.
Yeah.
Is, now he would be replacing the entire Kansas City office, as far as the parallel, like for the,
yes,
what used to be the 107 monitoring,
right,
thing?
That's right.
So has he set a date of when he's actually coming or anything yet?
No, he has not set a date yet. He is the state rep, is what we used to call him, but not just for this agency,
yeah,
but for everything dealing with rehab in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And of course, Nebraska isn't the only state he's assigned to either.
No.
He has communicated with me he called me, about the one of the things that from our last 107 review, we were in process of getting cooperative agreements with all of the institutes of higher education, the colleges and universities across the state. And so we had provided the regional office with updates and the progress. And so he was doing a progress check just this last week. He called me to see where we were at with that. And he didn't have our agreements at all, and so I provided it to him. And so we talked about it. He doesn't know for sure when he'll come yet. He is hearing impaired, and I asked him if he was going to need an interpreter, but he said no, that he doesn't use interpreters.
Okay, so I guess we wait to hear from him as far as when he will be coming to do whatever he comes to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know you had gone to that meeting in August, was it?
Yes. It was a conference on the monitoring of state agencies and state operations of rehab by RSA. It was the culmination of, I don't know, was it 6 months? It was quite a long time of conference calls of a task force that I was on of people to work on the monitoring process. I guess I didn't mention it earlier. It was a fine, you know, if you're looking at, this is a project to figure out how to improve monitoring, it was fine in that regard, but it completely did not take into consideration. In fact, if it was, whenever it was brought up, it was stomped on that any discussion about, well, you just laid off all these people, you just closed all these offices. We should at least do any planning within the framework of reality and the resources in RSA. And there was, that was definitely not an allowable topic. I was really dismayed. We really haven't heard anything from RSA since then, except for a chance to fill out an electronic survey about the conference. And I sort of, what I just said to you both, basically. But then I was really dismayed to see that they, in fact, now have contracted out.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you they're paying some pretty good money.
I bet they are, too. And that envelope, I mean, the envelope from that developmental, whatever it is, I mean, that's fancy. Fancy yeah. envelope, fancy paper.
Yeah. That's right. And it's sad and ironic, but during the whole time that when we were being told that they were going to close the offices all the time in the interim, we've been saying, you know, we need these folks for technical assistance. It isn't just the monitoring. That's a big piece of what they do. But the other big part that they do is technical assistance. When we're not sure how to interpret the Rehab Act on a particular thing, we call our person and we email our person and we get technical assistance. And every single state agency director and SRC board person and you know, I mean, that's been communicated to them millions of times, and here they're contracting to assess the need. So I don't know what, it's just, it makes no sense. But I guess that's how they're spending the money that they, that they're saving on the rehab, or I mean the regional offices.
Uh-huh.
So, beyond that, I did learned that yesterday the Health Committee, that's the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, was looking early in the day like there would be a vote yesterday, and I didn't get any late last minute email saying at the end of the day saying they actually did do the vote, The step that supposedly would happen yesterday is that the Senate would take up the House passed bill, strike the text, put their language in there, and move it on so that then a conference can be appointed. And the conference then is the people from the Senate and the House that meet together to finalize the bill so that it incorporates what both bodies that Congress want. And so that was supposed to actually happen yesterday after the House passed its bill in April, Senate passed its bill in May, and then nothing has happened since then. So I don't know if anyone else heard the end of the day whether it did occur.
I haven't.
But at least that was hopeful.
Well, scary.
Yeah. That's really all I know.
Okay. Well, not surprisingly, we're almost even time-wise now again. The next thing would be the Friends of the Commission update. I don't know if there's anything new there.
Just briefly, they did pass new bylaws. Did you folks receive those along with the minutes of their last meeting?
No, I didn't.
We got the minutes.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Let me double check that. And actually, their last meeting I was not at, and so I might be mixed up. They're meeting this next Monday, and whether they'll finalize the vote and the bylaws this time or if they did last time, I'm not sure of. But I'll double check that and send whatever I have to you. We have been working together with Friends, Bob Deaton in particular, to develop a grant that Friends is going to submit to the Abbott Foundation. Ethel Abbott has a foundation that does a lot of good work, but one of the favorite issues for Ethel Abbott Foundation is blindness. They've done a lot to support some other things in the state, and so we're looking to them to see if they could help to support the wages program for this next summer. And so Bob Deaton's working on that, but it'll be Friends of the Commission that submits it. We don't know if we'll be able to get it in on time for this period because of some documentation that they needed from the Friends. So we're working on that, and we'll see where that goes. We've sent a proposal. We're going to discuss a proposal with Friends on Monday about it's kind of, the idea came from Lincoln District to be able to provide something as thanks to, say, employers or people in the community who work with us to make sure an employment thing happens. If we could give them a gift certificate to Barnes & Noble or, you know, something for some coffee or whatever, that just little things like that can really be helpful in those relationships. And then also logo items, like our t-shirt that we purchased for the staff a few years ago. If we could get some things like pens or some of the other things that the other agencies and the businesses always hand out to people, you know, that help you remember who they are, it really would be great to have some things. So we would like to see if they can help out with that a little bit. And otherwise, you know, they're doing great. They helped us purchase some materials from people, and we've ordered the People of Vision, which is the book from the ACB that is quite their history and, you know, significant work from the council. We actually ordered it in September, but hadn't received it yet, so I talked to the director there yesterday, and she was getting it in the mail to us Monday. So we'll get that soon. We've opted for the cassette version that then we can take turns reading. And
it's not just about the ACB either. It goes way back when blindness services began and how it evolved and so forth. So it's a pretty good book.
Okay, thank you. I didn't say that. I haven't read it yet, but I'll be reading that.
I read it. You and Mary Sue's mentioned in there.
All right.
Oh, so,
well, then you know it's a good book.
It's a good book.
They got Nebraskans in there. That's pretty much it on Friends.
Okay. The next item is the NIS update.
Barbara,
yeah.
Before we start a new topic, I just want to ask maybe Katosha or people in the back. A few times I've heard our lunch providers come in and do some things and leave, but I've been focused up here, so I didn't know if they tried to get our attention at all. Did they say anything to you in the back?
No. Do you want me to go and check?
No, I think they knew to just, well, maybe you should. I believe that we left it that when they were ready to bring it on over.
I'll watch.
But I don't know if they're poking their heads in, seeing we're busy and leaving again. And whenever they can bring it is fine, right?
Yeah.
We can just keep going.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, we're not gonna skip.
Every time I heard them, I didn't just.
Yeah, I heard stuff happening out there too, but
yeah.
I thought, well, you know, if they want our attention, they do know how to get it,
yeah.
I think.
I would think so, but you
just
know.
Ring the dinner bell and we'll be.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the next item is the NIST update. And, you know, we've gotten that correspondence about the potential job opportunity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Wes had also said that there was something to bring up, so any or all of that is appropriate at this point.
Okay, let me start and then I will turn it over to Wes. Over the last months in particular, we and Wes have been really concerned about, you know, the need for the kind of expertise he's providing to continue, and the concern that if, you know, when he graduates and leaves us, it'll go back to nothing, which is definitely no good. And so Wes has been great at, you know, keeping us informed. Through the time as well, I've talked to people downtown in communications within NIST, and unfortunately, it's happened more than once that what I was told, then I would talk to Wes or email and say, okay, we got this in place, and he'd tell me a completely different thing that really was the case. So we finally, we made progress, but progress was made, so that's what Wes will share with us now, if you will, sir.
I just turned that thing on.
Basically, what I want to tell you is I've been visually working on issues. A lot of times what happens is you get things working and then the upgrades come along, and then, you know, things, not by fault of anybody, but just by the way software works, things get broken or things change, and so you got to make sure everything's accessible. Basically, what I found out yesterday was that the state of Nebraska is going to allow me to work with them. Right now, it's temporary, but that is just until they get a position up. Then my duty is to apply for that position. If I get the position, I will continue. Whoever would get it then would take over.
The full-time position?
Yes, it's 40 hours a week. That's going to start after I graduate. They're going to start training because they recognize the fact that accessibility is not a full-time thing. Basically, what happens with accessibility is you test it for a while, then you get it up to snuff, it's working. You deal with any hiccups that you have, and then, you know, you got to have other stuff to do it. So I'm doing. They're going to try to train me in web development and programming.
Which I think is really exciting.
That is really exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And I'd like to add, when I met with Brenda Decker, who's the Chief Information Officer for the state of Nebraska, of course she spoke very highly of Wes and their desire to build this position to make sure that they could entice him to stay around Nebraska. But she also said to me, you know, it's not just NIST where accessibility needs to be addressed. And she said, frequently agencies come to me and they're buying new software and I tell them it has to be accessible and they'll say real quiet, oh, but Brenda, you know, this one really couldn't be, you know, and she'll say, well, it has to be, you know, and she said, we really need a position, somebody who is a state employee who can, whenever there is something new like this, it doesn't have to be the Commission for the Blind that catches it and the commission and consumers who pound on the state to make it be right. They need somebody internally to, you know, really support the accessibility for all the agencies and all the kinds of software. So she knew it. I didn't say that and she agreed. She brought it up and I said, boy, are you right. So, you know, I'm very excited that this is coming to fruition.
Well, a lot of times what happens is once people find out what it involves, what we're really talking about, and that there really are competent people around to help with it, then they do get it. It's just trying to get that foot in the door to begin with, and that's great that is happening. Now, it sounds like there's something going on back there. Does that mean that we're
yes.
ready for a break, or does that mean that we're supposed to ignore what's going on back there? Okay. So you'll let us know. Okay.
This also points out the necessity for there to be a law, because I mean, without the law to pound them on the head with, they you know, they want to give us lip service, and you know, so the law allows us to gives us the hammer to mandate it, and that's great, Wes. So now I look for a future of everything being accessible. You'll be in the Hall of Fame if that occurs.
Well, if anybody can do it, Wes can, I'll tell you that.
That's right. I should also mention I spoke with Brenda about back when the law was passed and they were wanting to come up with regulations on how to make it work. We had a small task force that I took part in. That really worked on how that was going to work. And that group has not met in quite a while because we got a major job done and then we haven't needed to. But Brenda said that she felt we needed to get that group together again, and there's some things we need to be doing now. So that'll be good. Get that going again.
That is a good thing. Okay, the next item is a Newsline update. And I don't know if there's anything particularly new. Is Ryan still out there? Okay.
Yes, I'd like to have Ryan report to us.
I'll make it really fast. Two things. Number one, we have 1,026 subscribers on Newsline as of today.
Oh, great.
And number two, the Grand Island Independent will be officially joining Newsline sometime this coming week.
Wow.
Oh, terrific.
That's great.
I can tell you.
We're beta testing it. We're in the final stages. It'll be up sometime this coming week.
The people.
That's my report. I'll take any questions if you have any.
Ryan, do you know, in talking to him at Baltimore, this conversation I had with him quite a while ago, they said they were going to be in the process of renewing some of their contracts, arrangements they have with the papers. I'm thinking in particular the World Herald. The World Herald, you know, as you know or may not know, or the you know, doesn't pass along anything that's not Omaha World Herald copyright.
Right.
Like whereas the Lincoln paper, you know, has their Nation and World, and the Baltimore people said, well, that was because you know their misunderstanding of what they could do, and they said we're gonna go back to all these papers we have arrangements with and kind of, you know, bring things up to date. Do you know if there's anything is happening?
I do not, Bob. I will check.
Check. And again, you know, just to reiterate to him that the World Herald does, and you know, and it's a loss too, because I know, you know, there's a lot of stuff that the World Herald passes along, you know, from other paper stuff, and the World Herald tries to do a good job of.
They're worried about the copyright is probably what's going on.
Yeah,
they don't understand that it's not an issue because anything that they publish is fair game for Newsline. So you're talking about like AP and different articles from that.
Yeah, just all the stuff that's in the World Herald that's not produced, you know, original to the World Herald. They don't pass that along to Newsline, and they can because there's no copyright problem.
Well, yeah, Bob, I'll check that for you.
Thanks.
Well, I know there still seem to be once in a while some of the ongoing things with the whatever those symbols or you know that kind of thing are that end up having our minutes get delayed or whatever. Is that situation?
That's fixed. That's no longer.
And so we don't, so they should be up as soon as they go out, you know, as soon as Val sends them.
No, I have to clean them up. I still have to do a process where I strip out the symbols and punctuation that impedes it, but it should go up a lot quicker than it did. So that's, as of now, that's no longer a problem. We've just added, I guess there's a couple other real quick things I'll add as well. When you log into Newsline now, you will get, well, when you call Newsline, you'll get a quick greeting in English and then a quick greeting in Spanish. And then it will go back to English. So Newsline is available in Spanish now as well. And it used to be for a while, a long time, when you wanted to hang up from the system, you would hit star star. It would automatically hang up.
Mm-hmm.
That confused a lot of people.